think about it, before we moved down there where we live, the Miller House was on the side of that old school building. And we all moved there. We all lived together till Mr. Reynolds died. He lived up there where the house is now. And when he died, my father and mother bought it. Well, I had my grandfather and grandmother, my father and mother, Mr. Gene Keir, used to carry the mail there. And now Tom Keir's gone, Mr. Gene, Miss Mary, and
can you see this here? It's a little bit of a, that'd be your house right there.
That's right.
Here's the creek.
Yeah.
Here's the store over here now.
Yeah.
The road used to come this way, right?
The road used to cross the creek right below that new bridge. That's where you saw that cement piers in there. That was the foundation for the bridge, old bridge. And it went to come under the mill house shed there, the road did. Come on up the hill and went by the miller's house and the storehouse, and then back into the main road out there.
If this was the road here, this is the store here. Where was the miller's house? Over here on this side of this road?
It was on the side. When it was on this side of the road. Is this the road here?
It's the road now where it goes up by your house.
Well,
you walk across
it was
over here.
Be still on the right-hand side of the road after you come around from the mill house. It circled and went up across the race there.
Went up here.
Yeah, across the race. And the mill house, the miller's house was on the right-hand side, setting up on a little hill. And then the storehouse was.
Okay. And you lived in the miller's house first?
Yeah, that's where we moved.
When you first came, you lived
in
down
22,
there.
19th day of November in 22.
Would you have said that your father and your grandfather were the millers?
Absolutely.
All right. Did they also, Mr. Reynolds, he owned the mill?
No. My grandfather and my father bought the mill.
They bought it.
And this Mr. Reynolds, the one that owned the place, his brother, he let him live in the house and run the store. He run a store over at Orange Grove. And Mr. Whitlam bought that place over there, and he let his brother come over there and live in the house as long as he lived and run the store.
I see.
And when Mr. Reynolds died that run the store, his brother that the place belonged to lived in Florida.
Oh, I see. And then after he died, Will Reynolds died, your daddy
My father and mama bought the place up there was 22 acres Mr. J.K. Reynolds cut off for his own purpose.
I see. And then, okay, then you were on that side of the road.
That's right.
Where was your grandma and grandpa's house?
They lived in the miller's house.
Oh.
We all lived together till old Mr. Reynolds died and we bought that place.
After I went through our talk, you know, and I forgot to ask him where that was. Okay. Okay, so they stayed down there in the miller's house, and you and your family moved up into the big house.
We moved up there in August in 29.
Oh, okay. Was the mill still running then?
Oh, yeah, we were running it.
Okay, that helps. That answers that question. And then... Tears, they lived up the hill there.
On top of the hill.
And did you ever know old man Pope Tear?
No.
He was dead.
I know he is. He'd been there. Now that's who Reynolds bought that place from.
I found a map down at the school, and it said Pope Tear's store mill. That's how old the map is. And then,
when that thing started, it was Union Mill.
Yeah,
Tom Oldham, old man Mike Moore, Dr. Jones, and Dr. Walker owned it.
What kind of doctors were they? Medical doctors?
Medical doctors.
Were they? They live out that way?
No, I don't know where they live. All I know is what these people have told me.
Oh, okay. And it was called, yeah, and I saw that Union Mills. I saw that on the map.
It was called Union Mills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, and you were still running, let's see, that was 29.
I reckon that mill run in, I'd say 35 when that come, when that all them droughts come and we had no water.
Okay, that'll help. I'm going to go through back through the papers and things, you know, and I'll look at the weather records and see how that.
Go ahead and eat you some candy while you're talking.
I will, thank you. The other thing, let's see, there were some things on there I wanted to ask you about, like your grandma, your grandmother, and, well, I know what I want to ask you first. Can you, you talked about your mama, and some of the other people that we talked to, they mentioned her, they called her Diney.
That's right.
Diney Armstrong, and, they mentioned her, like the Holtz. They live near you, the Holt family. I guess.
Yeah, Bruce Holt.
Yeah. We talked to those.
You married a Feldman.
Right, and his wife mentioned she knew your mama. And then there was.
And them Feldman children, mother, they ain't never been no better woman in the world. That when we'd kill hogs. Miss Feldman had heart trouble. And they were so afraid and so hard on her to come, she always help. One time, Mom and Daddy said, now Miss Feldman ain't able. And they said, she worried herself so she couldn't sleep because they didn't let her know. I said, if she lives from now on, if she dies, and from then on, as long as poor thing lives, she was a good neighbor as ever been. And Feldman children, good children. I thank the world of all of them.
Yeah, they spoke highly of your mama. And we didn't talk too much about your daddy. What was he like?
He was...
Can you describe him to me?
Well, he was good to everybody. Make no difference how worried he was. He always had that smile on his face. And he had a lot of friends.
They called him Tom.
That's right. But Thomas Martin was his name. He named after his granddaddy.
Oh, Martin. Martin Armstrong.
He was named after both of his granddaddies. His granddaddy Armstrong and his granddaddy Pinnock. Tom was his granddaddy's name on the Armstrong side, and Martin was on his mother's side.
Pinnock.
So it was Thomas Martin, wasn't it?
P-I-N-N-I-C-K?
He was a Pinnock.
Yeah, how do you spell the end of that?
P-I-N-N-I-X.
Oh, I-X, not I-C-K. Oh, were they from Surrey County?
They were from, well, all started, originated from Wilkes County and then moved to Surrey.
Oh.
I was born in Wilkes County.
Yeah, I was looking at some records from Wilkes and from Surrey County because I was looking at the mills and the different things up there, but it's such a big county, and I didn't know exactly where you were from there.
Well, right up above Mount Airy.
Just above Mount Airy.
5 miles above Mount Airy. We live right near on the Virginia and Carolina line.
I see.
Found Stewart's Creek.
Stewart's Creek. Was there a mill up there that they worked at?
No, they farmed up there. But the Armstrong ancestors, when the three brothers come from England, John and Sam, one of them, they said, owned Surrey County, the other in Yadkin, and the other in Wilkes. And old Uncle Kling Armstrong, one of them boys, had 18 grist mills on them streams in Wilkes County on the Yadkin River.
Wow. I saw maps of those. And, you know, there were all kinds of streams running into that Yadkin. There were mills all over.
And they were mills, two and three, not only one on one of them streams, there's two and three. Back then, folks, there was no other way. There wasn't any modern machinery and mills and so on.
Yeah. They used a lot of the water power.
That was their own source, with mills, sawmills and all.
Was your daddy a bigger man than you, or was he about?
Oh yeah, my daddy weighed 175 pounds. I'm the least in the bunch. My brother over there weighed 160 or 170, and my sister's heavier than I am. I'm the least in the bunch.
Yeah. Runt of the litter.
That's right. I told him to push me away from the trough. I'm big as I want to be.
Well, I just wondering, because we talked a lot about your mama, what your daddy was like, you know, and just things about that. Was he a storyteller?
Huh?
Was he a storyteller?
Oh, why? He joked. Now, my granddaddy was the joker.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, gosh, he never seen a stranger in his life. He'd walk up to you the first time he ever seen you, and he'd pull some kind of little joke on you. And if you got mad, he'd say, you better leave that person alone. If they can't take a joke, they ain't much fun.
This is Bynum?
Yeah.
Do you have a nickname?
B.C. But most everybody called him Bynum. Some of them called him B.C.
How did he happen to get that name Bynum, do you know? Is that a family name?
That come from the McBride side. His mother was a McBride, and I think that's where that name came from.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a McBride school and a big McBride family up there by Mount Airy. Is that where they came? Your McBride folks came from?
McBride folks came from Wilkes County.
Oh.
Now, they might have moved from over to Sarah.
I think yesterday I found, Bynum, your granddaddy, what was his father's name?
His name was Tom.
Oh, Tom.
That's how I just told you, my daddy was named after both of his granddaddy. Tom was his granddaddy on his father's side, and Martin was his name on his mother's side.
Okay, was old Tom Armstrong's wife, a McBride, was her first name Mary?
No, that was her sister. Nance was my great-grandmother's name.
Nance, okay. I found their marriage records. I was looking. They got them down there. I was looking to see which one. See, I'd never remembered to ask you what the fives is, so I wasn't sure. These two brothers married sisters then.
Absolutely. Tom and King Armstrong married sisters.
Cling?
C-L-I-N-G.
That's different.
My granddaddy Gray was a sheriff. My mother's father was sheriff out of Wilkes County, and old Uncle Cling was deputy sheriff.
Oh, Cling Armstrong.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, I see some of these names up there, but I wasn't sure when I got to that marriage which one of you was your family.
Yeah, Nance was. And they were 13 of them McBride children. 3 boys and 9 girls.
That got a lot of name changes, didn't it, when they all married somebody?
Aunt Jane married Aunt Jane married a Stroud. Aunt Fan married a Wilburn. And Aunt Diana married a Swain, and Aunt Bitt married a Dowser. Aunt Sari married a Gillum, they went out west. And Aunt Rachel married a Sparks. I don't know if I left that out. Now, all I know about when I was 6 and 7 years old, my great-grandmother told me all these things.
She liked to talk, did she?
Yeah, me and her were great buddies. I liked to kill me when she died. Me and her would get out and walk. She lived in one room with my grandfather and grandmother, and me and her would cook and mess and the good old thing as ever been. She was a little bitty short woman and ever as she could be. That's why grandfather got so much of his development.
Through her, huh?
Yeah. No, it wasn't vulgar or nothing like that. It was just jokey.
Yeah. Some people are just naturally inclined to that.
That's right. Now, my grandmother on my father's side was a serious type. She didn't believe in that.
It'd be your great-grandma.
No, my grandmother.
Your grandmother.
My grandmother, Carrie Penick. That's on my daddy's side. His mother was a Penick. And her daddy was my grandmother's mother was a Swain, and she married Mark Penick. And that was my grandmother's mother. I got a picture in yon on her chin somewhere here now, I don't know.
Well, so the grandmother and grandfather Armstrong that were had such a good humor.
Yeah.
That was Tom and Carrie? No, that was Bynum and Carrie.
That's right.
That was Bynum and Carrie. And then Carrie's mother, Carrie, let's see, no, it was Tom, and I'm getting confused here, let's see. Then it was Bynum's mother that was so serious?
No, my grandmother, my daddy's mother.
Oh, I see.
The Penick.
I thought you meant that she also had a sense of humor and she was the one
She was just as friendly, but what I mean, she didn't pull no, she didn't like hear these nasty jokes and so on. She didn't believe in that.
Oh, I see. Okay, now I got them straight. I went down to the cemetery. They had the dates, you know, there were things. I went down to visit over at church and look at some of the other names there. There's a Reynolds buried there now, too.
That's where Mr. Will Reynolds was buried. The man run the store, him and his wife and his son. He was retarded, his son was.
Mm-hmm.
Old man Will Reynolds was a good old man.
They're buried right there near you.
In a row.
Mm-hmm. Right over.
And Mr. Will Reynolds told my mother and daddy that Mrs. Reynolds thought more of me. Now, he said that's something to say, but he said she made more of me and talked about me more than her grandchild had. When Mr. Reynolds couldn't drive, and my father would take him on trip, and she'd come out to the Miller's house where we lived then and ask Mama, could I go stay with her till Mr. Reynolds come back. And when Mr. Reynolds was sick, I would milk the cow Mr. Reynolds' cow for. He'd always bring me a great big box of candy or a cake or something. Good to me, she would be. Mr. Reynolds said she talked more of me than he believed in her grandchild. She had to talk more about me. Well, that's one thing. I'm not bragging, but that's one thing I've always tried to be good to old folks. I went on many a Sunday evening, spent the Sunday evening sitting up there with Grandma and Grandpa Alpha, him 89 years old and her 85. There, Mr. Oscar Bucknell, there about 65 or 70, Miss Vivie. Miss Charlotte Graves was 94 when he died. I enjoyed going and talking about the way it was when they growed up. Mr. Alpha was a millwright. He used to come down and sharpen them rocks for a cornmill, my grandfather. And you know, them things interested me, and I took them in. It was a whole lot more interesting than it was to get with a bunch of younger folks.
Yeah, I agree. I do. Where, when Mr. and Mrs. Apple died, where'd they bury him? Do you know?
Well, we're at Bethlehem.
Oh,
Bethlehem. Over there at Evelyn's and Lamb Church. They're Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm. You're Baptist?
Yes, ma'am.
You belong to Cane Creek?
Cane Creek.
You still belong down there or did you join up here?
No, I'm still down there. That's where I'll be buried. The tombstone's already up. All they got to do is put the footstone.
You know, I went down and visited in the cemetery one afternoon. It was getting kind of late. But there, you'll see on the front of that book I gave you, there's a sheet in there I had to fill out. I never went through it with you. I just went through the things you told me, and I pulled out the dates and the names, and then I found out I didn't have dates when your granddaddy died and things, so I just drove over to the cemetery because I...
You found them, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So, and I've been filling in some things there. And
He died in the mill, laying over in the mill hopper. He picked up a bushel of corn. A bushel of corn in a sack when I pulled it over in the hopper, and he fell over in the hopper. My daddy found him in the hopper dead.
Died doing what he wanted to do, hard work.
The Armstrongs are short life. My daddy lived the longest of our Armstrongs. My granddaddy's father wasn't but 24 years old when he died. Daddy took after the Penixes. They were long life. My great-granddaddy, now that was my grandmother's father, was 92 years old when he died, and he had a sister, Aunt Ann West, and Grandma said they said she's 108. I don't know.
Where'd they stay? Up in, they were up in Surrey?
Wilkes,
they stayed up there.
Now, I reckon, they might have been, Aunt Ann, they might have been over in Surrey. You know, the river wasn't up. The river was the dividing line between Surrey and Yadkin and County, and Wilkes County crossed the river. Well, up there, joined Allegheny and Ashe and Watauga County.
I had to, after I talked to you, I had to go and look at some maps a little closer because I'm not from up, you know, around there, and I wasn't familiar with it, but I've gotten so I know.
What do you call that place?
Where
you say Wanda?
Where I'm looking up the stuff?
Yeah. Did you say up that mountain? Did you mention Wanda there? Did I understand?
No.
I thought you said Wanda. That's where my uncle lived. He was a Baptist preacher.
Oh, a preacher?
Hmm?
A preacher?
Oh, Lord, yeah. He had to care of four churches and 75-mile bailout and farm.
He the closest preacher in your family? You strike me as though you could give a pretty good sermon yourself. You ever preached?
No. I'm going to tell you right now. You better know what you are doing. You've got to be right. For you be a deacon in a church or a preacher is what the master calls you to do. Well, I'm going to tell you, you may not believe me, but the Bible says don't judge, but there's a lot of lamb in churches wrapped up in swine's wool. Did you know that?
I expect. You go down.
You know what the Bible said? Beware of false prophets.
Yeah.
And woe unto your lawyers and doctors. Famine, pestilence, earthquake, father against the son, and the son against the father, mother against the daughter, and daughter against the mother. Only beginning of sorrow, the end not yet.
That Revelation?
And look what all happened this year. We ain't never had many hurricanes in one season. Four down there in Louisiana and Mississippi. We generally have one or two a year. And you never hear tell like of earthquakes.
You wonder sometimes, though, because we got better communications now, you think we just know about more of them?
Well, I
think he's been shaking this earth for a long time. He's shaking it to settle it.
Well, if it's going to settle, Bob's going to fall out weather again. Because the ocean, you know, the three-fourths of the world is water. And one of these days, we ain't nothing but a little island. One of these days, them volcanoes are going to start, and we're going in down to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
You cold?
No. No, in fact, I could. You don't need to run that thing for me.
Oh, yeah. I don't want you to come up here and go back down to Chapel Hill and tell them dudes to come up here and close this there.
No. I always dress. I'm from the north anyway, and I know how to dress for the cold.
How would you like to live down here? You wouldn't like what to do, would you?
I do live down here. I consider my home now in North Carolina.
You do?
Sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I ain't traveled much. I've been in several states. But I tell you, old North Carolina's hard to beat.
I've gotten to be quite fond of it.
I got a card from Illinois from a girl. She wrote to me. She come on. When she was up here ago last October, she was a nurse up at that scout. What name of that scout place up there in a Boy Scout place in Hendersonville?
Mm-hmm.
And she come by here going home, and she went to Chapel Hill cell night with a friend down there. And I got a card from her yesterday, and she said she was planning to go to California a few days on a vacation. You know, I miss them young'uns. They come on me, go with them up them creeks, and we've over them old mountains. I got another friend, he come out there and helped us. I got a card from him. He was in the South Sea Islands on his way to Australia.
Yeah.
And I got another one, Paul Benjamin, he's in Nepal. He stayed 3 or 4 years over there. And he gone back, I got a card from him the other day. And here is a lock he brought from me from India.
Yeah, we looked at that when you were.
Did I show it to you? I can't remember.
It had one of those snap things pressed down into it.
And this here is a piece of the petrified forest in Arizona. Just my sister and her husband out there this summer.
Oh, yeah?
They said for acres and acres. Them trees looked like you'd hacked them off and just fell over, and there wasn't a thing but solid stone.
Stone. Pretty.
You know, there's a lot of curiosity in this old world.
There certainly
some
is.
Some will never be explained.
I wrote in red here some places where I left. I changed that name for your grandmother. See, I had N-I-C-K there. It's N-I-P-I-N-N-I-X. Let me take a look here and see if I've got a... I wrote some questions out here in the side.
Have you got the tier history post here?
No, not yet. I met Evelyn tonight, and they're going to take some time and talk to me. They had trouble with the rain. And then they had to get in the field, get their corn out, and get their get their winter wheat in. So they were real busy and couldn't talk to us until recently.
Mr. Polktier's wife, her name was Mary Jane, and she was with Clint Dillon. Now, that's all I know what my Mary grandfather and daddy, he used to come by every once in a while and see them, but I was in school. I never did see him. You know, Evelyn is a splendid woman. I think the royal Evelyn. Evelyn's good neighbor.
She was very pleasant to us to the same.
She's Evelyn every time you see her.
Okay. Her name was Mary Jane.
Yeah, Mary Jane and Pope.
Hopefully when I get up there, I think somebody talked to Mike Tier, but I understand Tom's Tier has been a little on ailing, so I don't know whether he's going to feel like talking to anybody.
I reckon that darn lake has worried that man to death. I tell you right now, if I hadn't got up and down there I was the only one, a lot of difference living up on a hill and in the center of a lake.